Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Hallelujah. Lord, we give you praise for your presence. Thank you because you are set to touching us like never before yet in the name of Jesus. Let's be seated. Hallelujah. Alright, so we started something in the first service. We'd like to finish up in the second service. We're trying to emphasize, we started by telling you that there's such a thing as the anointing within and the anointing upon. Two of these ingredients are the pillars that determines your place in Christ. Two of these ingredients are the pillars that determines your place in Christ. And we also said two of these pillars make for your faith to be what? Effective. The Bible said we should walk by faith and not by sight. So if we don't have two of these pillars or ingredients, our faith cannot be what? Effective. Are we together? Are we together, church? Then we now said something that we compared to this motion called oscillatory motion. Remember? Spoke about two forces. What are the forces? Centrifugal force, centripetal force, that determine the oscillatory motion. Right? We now did an example. So we say the force from the middle. If you did sciences, what's the best explanation for centripetal force? What's one of the best illustration we can use? Remember the sun, the orbit? Have you forgotten? You know, in Nigeria, we read for exam. That's one thing I've observed. Hallelujah to Jesus. Immediately, exam will finish. Everything finish. You pass. How did you get 50 over 60? Hey, you pass. Oh, I did just 3 now. Hallelujah. Know it for. You know, I said something last week that the greatest scientist is Albert Einstein. When you metamorphose, you may be the greatest, but yet, right now, he's the one. I said, why I consider him the greatest was because after discovering all the laws of motion and the law that relates with prism and the rest, is it prism or light that relates with light and the rest? Then, boom, at 26, he now became 26, sorry. After I did that, he now celebrated 26-year-old birthday. So, and I asked a question last week. I said, how many of you are 26 years old? If you are 26, if you are more than 26, wave your hand. Some of you are rejecting more than 26 years in this church. If you are more than 26, say amen. Okay, you don't want to raise your hand, you want to say amen. So, at 24, 23, less than 20, probably he discovered some laws of motion. When he got to 20, then before we know it, he got to 26 years old. I kept on discovering a lot of things. So, you see, he's the greatest scientist, isn't it? You know the laws of motion, isn't it? Newton, third law. That one is Isaac Newton's. Is it Isaac Newton we're talking about? Who knows the first law of motion? If not, service will close. First law of motion. I'll close this service and carry my Bible and leave me itself. I'll be tired. Science students, stand up. No, let all the science students stand up in this church. Lord, if any science student refuses to stand, let your fire fall. Alright. So, science student, I want you to, in a chorus, tell me Newton's third law of motion. One, two, go. Newton, third law. So first law of motion. Who is hey inside church? They do jokes. You let me not talk something. Congratulations, you just graduated. You MSc. Let me stop there. I don't want to be tempted. What does Newton's first law of motion says? See how you're looking at me. It remains in what? Constant motion or what? Huh? You know, there are two ingredients of motion. Uniform or what? Huh? They don't use body alone. They say you use a body or an object. Remains what? No. Tell us. No. She said no. Please tell us. Yeah, that's how good science students behave. They'll be like, no. I disagree, sir. Okay. Is it only rest that it remains in? Uniform motion also. Because you mentioned a body or an object. So it's either at rest or what? Uniform motion, except what? Acted upon by what? An external force. No argument, quiet. We expected, like, what was the other thing? Hallelujah to Jesus. Your main man did not come today. He traveled, okay. That's why, if I'm looking for answer, I don't think I will come around here. What is Newton's second law of motion? Choir. She said, why did they call my name? See, even the response is vernacular. Oh, yeah, love. You want to tell us? Are you not a science student? You say no, you want to say that. You are not a science student. You did not pass job. Oh, yeah, give me the formula if you don't know the answer. Who knows the answer? My God, I reject it in the name of Jesus. Who knows the answer? Come to. Call the formula first, two of you. F equals MB. One of the simplest formula. F equals what? So what does it mean? They have called formula now. Somebody should break it down. It's not to be shouting mass acceleration. They've called the formula. Break it down. Please video this. Sarah, you're running away. Come and stay. Let them turn it 360. They are the ones that did not know Newton's second law of motion. Please, for emphasis. Video this size small again. Nobody should bend their head down. Are you capturing their face? Wane, Miriam, everybody? That side. You capture them well, right? Turn to these people here. Don't put Elam inside this thing. Alright, the you people that mentioned it, can you come and... Sarah was trying to vet something from a miracle. Aya, come and tell us, what does it mean? Where is the mic? Please, you should learn. Because I'll ask you after they say it. Remember the way we used to do in secondary school? Teacher will say, after they say it, I'll ask all of you. It's not only to be praying it. Everything must be balanced. All right, come and tell us. Preach to us. Preach, preacher.
Okay, so the formula is F is equal to MA. The F stands for the force. The M there is the mass of the object or the body. And then the E there stands for the acceleration.
So explain the concept of the formula.
It's not due to gravity.
Okay, Jerry.
It's not due to gravity.
Many gravity, she gravity. You are a choir member, co. So explain how it works.
Okay, so from.
I mean, since you have said it, let this man of God complete it. Come and explain how it works. Are you people jotting? Okay. We'll be doing science quiz in this church. You don't think it's only this thing. Science quiz, we'll be doing it in this church. No, there is no debate for which one is better, science or art. We know which one is better. I say we'll just be doing science quiz. Then we will. The one we do in secondary school is just to do it. Nobody can do a debate on which is better, science or art. It's just messed up. There is nowhere in the world you can prove that art is better than science. We just respect each other. That's just it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They respect us, we respect them. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Yes, so. You can't tell me somebody who studies physics, then somebody who studied marketing is competing with the person that did physics. But that doesn't mean they are not new creatures. Continue.
Alright.
As students, if you like, be looking at me one kind of eye. This is just statement I'm making. I did not talk to anybody.
Newton's first law of motion.
No, it's second.
Second law of motion. It states that the force acting on a body in motion is directly proportional to its mass and acceleration.
Clap for him. You want to add something? It's the same thing. No, don't worry about the example. All right, come and do an example. Let's see. At least let it be that choir person did something. Some pastor Emma don't used to do something. Let his wife do something. You thoughtful.
Okay, sir. A simple example is, for instance, if you are pushing a wheelbarrow, you're actually putting a force, and the wheelbarrow is going to move at the rate which you push.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Atafamata. Let's all sit down. Let's sit down. Amen. At least choir person might give us example. That's the most important. As choir can give example now, we have to end it. It means everybody can know it now. Amen. Hallelujah. You say you are the one that does that. He said something yesterday that I want to ask you if it's true. You are in the presence of God. Pastor Ma said he tells you I love you every morning. Is it true? Thank you. Where is the mic? You are not having my time. Say no time. A real man should work hard. You better repent. Because God will not answer your prayer. It's not true. You see, love is responsibility. It's hard work. Some of you thinking, but how many of you are in love here? Raise your hand. Just give God praise. If you are in love, say amen. Look at them. You are in love. You know the way it is doing you now? Like your heart wants to come out and enter the person's heart. I think it's doing it like that. Butterfly in your belly. Eh? Butterfly in your belly. You know the way it's doing you? You go be like, say you go die. Hello, how are you? Fine. Why did you call? I just want to know that you are breathing. You know, things like that. When you get married, it goes beyond all of those things. Even loving God is like that. There are some of you, when you became born again, you can't lie. In fact, you don't want to go home. You want to be sleeping close to God. You know, because leave me and my God. Leave me at the altar with my father. That's how they are. 2 months when they've seen God finish. 2 months when they've seen God finish. Why are you not in church? Sorry, I'm plaiting my hair. I'll soon be in church. The service after the 30 minutes into service. You've seen God finish. Even love to God, people behave like that. So I was using Pastor Emma as a point of contact to everybody. In love, be consistent. Are you listening? Be what? Consistent. Because it's not right. Are we together? Every morning, every night, tell your wife, I love you. I love you. Even if you don't feel it, say it. Are we together? So we explained the anointing upon and the anointing within us through this concept of centripetal and what? Centrifugal force. Are we together? How did we do it? We said, hey, this one now, I'm doing like this. Well, are you seeing what is happening? Can I have two people? Let me use another concept in the second service. Technical. Where's Jerome? If anything happened there, I would just finish you. Who is as strong as this man? If you think you are stronger than this man, come. No, I want the same strength. Come. Do you think you and this man, nobody will beat? Come. It's not fight you are fighting. Just come. It's not fight. Is Ola in this church today? I have not been seeing you. Hold your hands like this. You hold your hands like this. You shift towards the back. No, come. Bring your leg here. Shift towards the back. I have been moving like this. So do that. It's okay. It's okay. Now, what do you observe here? That their legs are into each other, right? Close to each other, I mean. And they held their hands and they were turning. But why they were turning? For them to have balance, they have to stretch towards the back. There's a force pulling them backwards. And there's a force determining the force that causes the oscillation inward. One force is working like this, one force is working like this. So which one is centripetal? Centrifugal. So that's what we did in the first service. This is another concept. Thank you. You can sit down. Amen. That's how it should be for a believer. If one force is lacking, there will be no balance. If the anointing within is lacking, no balance. If the anointing upon is lacking, no balance. You can't prefer to like one over the other. Although, yes, somebody can just say, yes, even if I cannot heal the sick and raise the dead, if I make heaven, well, it is important. Yes, salvation must be the most important. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
But God that says you should have the anointing upon, he's not foolish. He knows that you need it. So you will never be a complete Christian until these two forces are working on your life. You will never enjoy life the way God wants you to enjoy life until these two forces are what? Working in your life. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? We saw how God wanted to help a city, Israel. Then he placed the anointing upon an Ezekiel and told him to what? Stand up and prophesy. Now when the anointing upon came upon him, he was able to see in the spirit. He saw a valley full of dry bones. Other versions will say, and the bones were very dry. But verse 11 said, the words of the people, they said, we are dry, we are this, blah, blah, blah. It caused that situation. But the anointing had to come on Ezekiel to empower him to speak to the dry bones. The anointing upon is an empowerment. It's also called the hand of God. Are we together? Like we talked to this meeting. The hand of the Lord is upon me. The spirit of the Lord is upon me. That's what we call the anointing upon. I'm going to call it the anointing upon the way Blessed Kenneth Hagin will call it. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So we need it. In 1 Corinthians 1, if you go down once, Paul said, Christ has been made to us power and wisdom. He said there were two sets of people in his time, the Greeks and the Jews. He said the Greeks desire wisdom. Then he said the Jews a sign. He said, but for us, God has been made unto us both what? Wisdom and power. That some Christians, that some human beings, that their conviction will answer to power. Some, it will answer to wisdom. Alright? But God wants them to have both. Anyone can be entrance because everyone points to Jesus. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Jesus is both wisdom, Jesus is both power. Two of them coagulated together makes up Jesus, who is the way. So if you come through this part of the way and this part of the way, it doesn't matter as long as you are in the way. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? So if you observe, you know, in the UK, some of my guys there are people here, they always ask me, sir, why is it that these people, when you start talking about Jesus, they'll be running away? Say, so you talk about miraculous, in fact, they will laugh. And I told them, engage in with somebody and say, I want to talk to you about Jesus. That's not how you do it there. Knowing that that name Jesus freaks them out, don't do it. Don't just go straight to the point. I said you can talk about Jesus without mentioning Jesus at the initial. Before you know, you come out plain and somebody will be so shocked. That's what we call apologetics. Some people are into those studies in Christianity, and in fact, apologetics should not be for just some Christians. It should be for every believer. Every believer should be able to defend the gospel. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? That's why we're starting a Bible school very soon by God's grace. You all are going to register. It's going to be HND, ND. That one is not as the Spirit leads. You're going to pay money and I'll teach you some things that I will not teach you now. Amen. In school now, before they did not they pay money for school. I'm going to start a Bible school. It's not just limited to GCMI. To everybody, every part of the world. I'm still working on my certifications. Hallelujah to Jesus. Everybody should be able to defend the gospel. Everybody. A preacher said this and I agree so strongly with him. He said the average believer in Africa can barely defend the gospel. It's true. They can, you know, you can see somebody say, there's no Jesus. Eh? See this mumu. They dare make you die. That's not what he needs. So people are very biased. They talk anyhow as Christians. Somebody said, I don't believe in your God. He has not killed you yet. Calm down. He just told you he doesn't believe in your God. Now, we especially that are so religious can be like, hey, you don't believe in waiting. Jesus, make her the shift from this one, no, before thunder goes strike up. Then the worst of all, you now say, I don't even believe that there is God. You say, hey, your mother and father have made a mistake on your life. Me, if I get this guy be king, now kill her or kill her. That's not how you talk. In fact, some of the things some of our parents practice, if that's what would determine us being Christians, some of us would have not been Christians. I tell you the truth under heaven. It's this time they are fasting. Those days, I didn't used to fast too. This time they are fasting that they started on Ash Wednesday. I didn't used to fast. I grew up in a Catholic home. I will eat and eat and eat, and I will now rub my hand on the ground. When it becomes dusty, I will rub it on my mouth. And I will look like the fasting was heavy. Ah! You know, I used to have some friends, Muslim friends in Kaduna. They will be fasting, they will be eating. When they are done, they will now come, ah, mama, ah, the fasting is killing. So I will be watching drama. You know, I'm watching because when me too, we were fasting. Me too, I was eating. Me, I was giving during their fast. They were giving me during their fast. So it was a win-win. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? All of the practices, most of the practices, I couldn't really relate with them because I was a very, and I'm still sincere. You can't tell me something that does not make sense and expect me to believe. I don't just believe things anyhow. That's the problem some of us have in Africa as Christians. You are doing a practice. Somebody is questioning it. You are saying, be careful what you are saying. They are questioning the thing. Explain why you are doing it. They say, okay, why do you have to carry towel and put on your head before you sing and dance? They say, you are talking against holy things. Aaron wore this thing. It's not what that Aaron wear. Is it right to wear it? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You know, I hear the mediocres. They say, it does not matter. That's not what matters. Win souls. This is that one that matters. Who told you that? You win souls and they continue this religion. What will it produce? We have a loop of practices that can never bet a change in our Christianity. That's why we're not seeing a change. The church buildings are plenty. The impact is very minimal. The Bible said when John saw an angel in the spirit in the book of Revelation, he bowed down and said, I worship you. But what did the angel tell him? He said, you can't worship me. Raise your head up. You see that? He said, the Bible said we're a little lower. It's not like we're just little lower than angels. So God doesn't have wisdom that he will tell you, hey, you are a little lower than her. Even as a human being, if I tell you, you are just a little lower than her, what do I mean by that? Does it make any sense? So somehow you must understand there's something wrong somewhere. You carry out that rendition. You check context. Because context will not, you know, a part of scripture will not just go off the context. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So look at context in NKJV, Hebrews 2. Look at the context. Hebrews 2, from verse 1. We try to build from context. We see the error. We correct with another rendition. So look at context. It said, therefore we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we what? Drift away. You can learn something from this. That anything you have heard from God's word, you must hold it so there. Because Satan can cause you to drift away from it via situations, circumstances. Are we together? Now look at verse 2. He then says, for if the word spoken through angels prove what? And what? And disobedience receive the word. Just the word. You understand why he's saying this, right? In Galatians 3, I think verse 10 thereabout, he said, laws that were given by. Are you in church? In Acts 7, he said, Moses went up the mountain and he received laws by what? Angels. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward. Building context now. Next part of scripture. It says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed to us by those who what? Heard him. Are we together? Next part of scripture. God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will. Next part of scripture. For he has not put the word to come, of which we speak, in what? Subjection to angels. Meaning the writer is telling us that there was a world in subjection to what? Angels. And he's comparing their world to our world in the New Testament. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? So are you seeing the context? Next part of scripture then, verse 6. But one testified. Now, verse 5 said, again, let's read verse 5 very briefly. For he has not put the word to come of which we speak in subjection to what? Angels. The word to come of which we are talking about now. The writer talking about it now. The New Testament word. Are we together? In subjection to angels. There's S on the end. At the end. Then he now said, but one. One of what? One of the angels. Verse 6. So one testified in a certain place, saying, what is that you are what? And the son of that you are. If you are intelligent with scriptures, you will know that it is a devil. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He was the one that said in the book of Ezekiel and book of Isaiah, talking about man that God is foreseeing to create. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? He was wondering, what the heck is this man? You are so mindful of him. He's in your thoughts. Everything you are doing is for him. You know, the Bible said when they were being even created, angels, he said they are for the heirs of salvation. Ministering spirit for what? The heirs of salvation. You see that? Even angels were created for us. Now look at the next part of scripture where the problem is. For many people, you have made him a little lower than the angels. So how does it make any sense now? Because one of the angels said, who is man that you are so mindful of him? The next part then says, you have made the angels, made man a little lower than the angels. It does not make sense. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So I will now decide to use other rendition or go into the original. Now give me the Amplified rendition. The man that wrote Amplified said, no, I think I get the point. Then he says this. We're going to read together. Amplified rendition. Even NET did it well, but let's use Amplify. You can put NET too to compare. Read Amplify first. You have made him for a what? In lower in what? Status. A little while there talks about time. Mean there was a time man was lower than angels. It was the Old Testament. They gave us laws. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? Seeing the NET. Just compare them. He said, yet you made them only a little lower. The angels. No. There's a rendition you gave me now. N-E-T. Not N-L-T. E-T. He said, you made him lower than the angels for a little while. You see that? Then you saw what? Full stop. And now you have crowned him with what? Glory and honor. So the table has turned in the New Testament. For a little while we were under the mastery of what? Angels. David said, you have set your angels charge over us. If you read the book of Exodus, somewhere in 32 thereabout, the Bible spoke of how that God placed an angel before them to lead them to the promised land. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? But in the New Testament, it's not possible. That is why who told you that? The Bible said in 1 John 4:17, see what the Bible says about you. He didn't say that about any angel. He never said, sit at my right hand. But meanwhile, let's go to 1 John 4:17. Check that part for me. And I want everybody to read 1 John 4:17. 1 John 4:17. Everybody, I want you to read. Let's read. One, two, go. Love has been what? That will be what? And the day of? Why? Where? In this world, we are like God upon the face of the earth. He made us like himself. One of the popular parts of scripture, Genesis 1:26, God created us in his own image and what? Likeness. Not any of these angels. Now, what's that part of scripture in Hebrews 1? Pastor Peter, start wearing eyeglasses. Now, wow. Hebrews 1. Okay, let's start from 1:5 first. These two make sense, but we'll come back to 13. But let's see 1:5. For to which of the angels did he ever say, you are my son? Today I have what? And again I'll be to him a what? And he shall be to me a what? None of them. But for you, God calls you son. So who is greater? You or angels? You or angels? I know you are doubting it because you ate something before you came to church. You're like, angels don't even eat, they just fly. But God says you have more authority than angels. Don't need to argue it or think it. Don't think it. Don't think it. Believe it. When we used to play football in the barracks, we'll tell somebody that wants to make a pass, you will now see an opponent and be scared of giving the pass. You see us make statement like this. No thinker, just put them. That small boy will carry the ball. Just believe it. Are you listening to me? Tell somebody believe it. Nobody understands the creation like the creator. You think you are just a thief person. No, God says you are his image and he thinks you are greater than. We don't even care what Wale Adenuga production produce. They may say you are a pencil in the hand of the creator, but God says you are my son seated together with Christ in what? Heavenly places. Say amen. Amen. You see that? Yes, so you are greater than angels. Say I'm greater than angels. Look at your neighbor and say you are greater than angels. Now when you give or talk, when you speak words in the name of Jesus, they hearken to you. You know, I heard somebody saying, we are not greater than angels. Well, it's because of the name that we are greater than them. So what is the answer now? Are we greater than angels? No, you don't get what I'm trying to say. The person said, we are not greater than angels. Well, it's because of the name of Jesus that we are greater than angels. So now, if you ask that person, are we greater than angels? What would the person say? No, we are not, just because of the name. Where are we? Are we not in the name? In him we what? Live. And what? And what? We live in the name every day. As many that believe in Jesus, the Bible says to them he has given the rights, the privilege to be called his sons, who are in that office 24/7. So that's where we live every day. So that means every day of our life we are greater than what? Angels. Next part of scriptures. Let all the angels worship Jesus Christ. That's part of scriptures. And of the angels, he says, who makes his angels speed and his ministers what? A flame of fire. Next part of scripture. We'll build to 13. But the Son, he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness, a scepter of your kingdom. Now, we're talking about Jesus. But of course, you understand Jesus saying that as he is, so are we. Next part of scripture. It says, you have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. Next part of scriptures. And you, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Next part of scripture. They will perish, but you remain, and they will all grow old like garment. Next part of scripture. Like a clock, you will fold them up, and they will be changed, but you are the same, and your years will not fail. Next part of scriptures. But to which of the angels has he ever said, sit at my right hand? How many of you know you are seated together with Christ? He has never told any angel that. So is that established that we are greater than angels? Can I hear you shout a big amen? Alright, so emphasis on the anointing upon. We all need the anointing upon. Tell somebody you need the anointing upon. And one way you steer the anointing upon is by being consistent, being in the spirit. And how do you switch automatically in the spirit so easily? Praying in the spirit, praying in tongues. Praying in tongues is not all to praying in the spirit. Was a vital part, a major part of praying in the spirit. When you sing songs in the spirit, you are also praying in the spirit. When you sing hymns, make melodies in your heart, you are praying in the spirit. And then when you pray in tongues, also you are what? Praying in the spirit. They all have diverse function. There are times the Holy Spirit will want you to sing. You should not be praying at that time. If he wants you to sing, you sing. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Hallelujah to Jesus. The Bible says when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, it said you will sing psalms, make melodies in your heart with what? One another. It is possible to be filled with the Holy Spirit and be singing. Oh, la, la, ma, sha, la, la. You are just singing. And not just tongues. You can be singing, I love you, Lord. You are filled with the Holy Spirit. It doesn't mean anytime you feel filled, you must be re ba 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 ba. Yes, you should pray in tongues as often as you can, but know that the Holy Ghost can cause you to sing psalms sometimes. So learn psalms, learn hymns. Are you listening to me? Some of you don't know some of the most vital, powerful hymns we have in the church. Like even stand up for Jesus. How many of you know that song? In fact, some of you think that now that you are a new creation, that song is old creation. If the wordings are nice, it's cool. You know the song? Stand up, oh Jesus, ye soldiers. My God, you are choppy much. Shut up. You soldiers. I told you people yesterday. What did I say yesterday? I said choir chops mouth a lot. And when we started stand up for Jesus, some people say stand up for Jesus. That's why they don't know the meaning of the song, because they were just the ones at the back, stand up, those days in their churches, stand up for Jesus, under the canoe, they don't even know the meaning. So some of these songs are very nice. Songs like, God give us Christian homes. One of my best hits. In fact, I said to myself, there's no way this song will not be played in my wedding. I love the song. Hallelujah together. It's a beautiful song. Many hymns like that. Can you remind me of some of them? Christ is my rock. Who has that hymn? It's an Orthodox church, right? But the truth is that it sounds beautiful. He who built just like who, you see, so powerful. Is it not bad, better than I will pray, I will pray, I will pray, I will pray. If I don't pray, Satan will kill me today. It's better than that. That's not a worship song. That's a song of an anxiety. It's not a song to imagine now where you're leading worship. I will praise the Lamb of God. Then the next song. I will pray. I will pray. I will pray. Oh, if I don't pray, Satan will make mess of me. something like that, right? It's not a worship song. The song is just supposed to be the person's song that sang the song. Do you understand? So not just that song. I'm not trying to condemn. There are several songs like that. Like this one I heard, it said, "I will break the jugular, jugular, jugular." That is not a worship song. Because the jugular was broken since. The enemy has been defeated. We are not the ones to defeat. You know one problem with present day Christianity? We are trying to repeat everything Jesus has done. That's why it's hard. Instead of to leverage on what he has done. You know this, what is this? Is this what they call this thing they put on snow and you see them just moving? Huh? Snowboard. You see somebody just keep it on snow and you just climb and you just be going like this. Huh? Snowboard, right? Knowledge and staying in the spirit, praying in the spirit is like snowboard. You keep it on the ground, you climb on knowledge and praying in the spirit, and you're just enjoying the finished work of Calvary. That's how it should be. But most of us now, we are trying to create snow. And we are trying to create snowboard. Why would Christianity not be hard? Seven steps to destroying the spirit of lust. There is no step to destroying it. It has been destroyed in Christ Jesus. You know why even these demons have a stronghold on us? We talk about them too much. You go to an assembly and they're like, somebody is preaching. The next year, when I was trying to rise, a spirit came to me. Fair. Fresh laps. You are hearing the man. Apostle is describing spirit. You know, when I watch it, I think I showed you. Is it describing the lap of the spirit? You won't look at the lap. She stood before me and she told me, you want to liberate the people. They will say it's your state, too, your people of Makoni, because you people have a lot of problem in this. So it just. And I said, young people are rising. Before you know, somebody will say, one, two, met him. If some of you are sitting here, you have imagined a spirit with long. In fact, you have imagined that demon the person saw. You have seen it too. After I saw it, you started praying. You wanted to see it too so that you talk your own. When I was praying, I think I understand what the apostle was talking about. There's a spirit that appeared to me. Her name is Leviathan. She came out from the waters and appeared before me. And I saw her laps. Long, I couldn't see her head. And she said, you are praying to liberate the people of this town? And I said, yes. She said, you will not. Then I said, kaku, kaku. Then she hit me, the thing enter me, but I said, no. It is for people that don't have knowledge. Tell somebody, wake up. Those stories they used to say, I think when they said the story and people bought it, now you hear them say the story again. They can't open their mouth to talk. Now people will fire them. It's at the initial you say those stories. Are you listening to me? How can you be seated together with Christ? And as you wake up, Leviathan appeared to you. Listen to me, oh. Some of you are closing your eyes. Listen before you go and have encounters. You know that some encounters are raining while you. A proof that Satan looks down on you. Hear me, oh. You are sleeping. A big snake will appear. You know, one time we started a relationship with Mama T. She said she had a vision. A big snake appeared in her room. Big one. Then she said, I appeared. That's why I wanted to say, stop that thing. Stop. What are you saying? I said, then you appeared. And I said, okay. And did what? She said, I lay hands on it and it dried up. I said, say the story again. Can you come and give that testimony if you don't? I told her to repeat it like 3 times. I didn't hear her well. She said, I entered. Do you understand? I mean, through the door. Huh? Talk now. This thing is going public. They'll think I'm lying. Is it through the door I entered? Answer me now. They'll think I'm lying. No. Is it through the door? Did I disappear? How did I enter the room? I'm serious. I'm not joking. No. This is man of God, prophet mood. It's not husband, this thing. So how did I enter the room? You're my spiritual daughter now, not my wife. How did I enter the room? I appeared. Ragus! There was one vision many years ago, one dinner like that. She said, I appeared in her room. These ones were playing guitar outside. I said, Tor, come up here though. This one that I'm entering, people are playing guitar outside. Hallelujah to Jesus. This is like fifth time I'm appearing through, walking through walls. And people, you saw, if I open door, it's not me you saw. Very cock, who did this? It's not me. But if you just saw that I entered, then that's it. One demon that used my face. It's not me, oh. When I appeared in the room, she said, I laid hands on the snake. I don't know why the snake was pursuing her, but I laid hands on the snake. And the snake dried up immediately. Since that time, she wanted to marry me. That's one of the pointers, pillars. You are dating a man that is laying hands on snake, they are drying up. Why will you not marry him? The one is on your DM every time. When will you come? Let's kiss. When will you come? Let's kiss. Which kind of man is that one? Snake will kill him, yes. Serpentine spirit, don't bite them already. This one lay hands on the ogre, the marine world, fried up into pieces. Shabababa. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's how it's supposed to be. Not that you saw vision, you were talking to snake. So I saw the prince of Makoti came out into my room. I said, who are you? He said, I am Nakatun. I am the prince that control. Then I said, lift up your head, O ye gate. It's Jesus that did that one. We were just walking in the gates. Are you listening to me? There are some things that when you hear, you just behave like you never hear anything. Because if we keep on believing those kind of junks, Christianity will not make progress. There's a time in this country, and I thank God that they are reducing that volume. Because people too are angry. Anytime you see people commenting on comment section, some of you will think that it is unto death. Some people know what they are saying. You can't come and be telling us that you went to the realm of the immortals. There's a realm called Moses. No, they first put Jesus last. So Jesus was like Ted. You were there when we were listening to the message. We went to do one tailoring job. And he wanted to correct. I said, don't correct. Oh. Wait, let me go first before you correct anything. I don't want to be here. The guy was listening to the message. They told him that there was a realm called Jesus. Then there's a higher one called Moses. I said, hey. So when we finish with Jesus, we now enter. Say Moses was so powerful, they named a dispensation with his name. They call him the law. Then Jesus, they first spoke about Jesus so mild, but when they read Moses, the keyboard might enter where bam, the law. That Moses was so powerful that when he died, they didn't bury him. God came and carried his body. Now, all of those things does not mean that Moses was greater than what? Jesus. Then he said there's a realm called the realm of the immortals, that when you enter, God will kill you. If you sin, he will kill you so that you will not pass a wrong thing to the next generation. See, that's why God killed Moses when he sinned. Hi. God have mercy on our generation. Because the kind of lie we have heard on the head of God. Now, you know my problem with that? It's not even the statement. It's the people that will believe that thing. Imagine you believe that you have entered. Now, there are many people, after I said that thing, many people want to enter the realm of immortals. You enter the realm of immortals, you can't go sin. So what will happen to you after the sin? God will kill you. There are some people now that ignorantly will enter the realm of immortal. Now, wow, Pastor Peter, this is your eyeglass. It's doing me one kind. Remove it first. After service, put it back. I've never seen you with eyeglass. Amen. In this, Pastor, this would always wear eyeglass. So. Amen. It's a new law. So when we... you dash somebody after service. When we... Are we together? It is doing me one guy. It's just like you don't pray in tongues. Which one is the, amen? Hallelujah to Jesus. So imagine somebody now enter that realm in his mind, that he entered the realm of immortal. He now seen. Do you know he may start having some kind of trauma? Tell Sonny not to be sleeping. Is he sleeping? Oh, wow. You are sleeping? Okay, you are writing. Shama. You're in the realm. This guy. He just did his hand. When they touched him, he didn't move. I'm writing. Please be looking at me as you are writing. Oh my God. That's what we're talking about. Now, if you are in the realm of immortals, where you are alive, but you know, people don't understand that you are alive. So now the trauma is that that person will sin. Listen, when he sin now, since he thinks he's in the realm of immortal, where if you sin, God kills you. Maybe rain is falling that day, he sin. Then thunder strike. Wah! Say, God, please. You know, some of them may be mad. We have a friend in just that got mad. Those days, he was reading the book of Moses. See, Bible, you have not finished Bible. With all the books in the Bible, you did not finish. You now carry the book of Moses to understand. He started learning sorcery and some kind. Before you know, a spirit engulfed his mind. He started behaving mad. They had to call him, speak words into his head before he got himself. Now he's still a pastor. But that time he was out of his mind. Some people now, while reading the Bible, they'll go and carry the book of Enoch that they want to see something. Bible is not enough. One of my roommates, he wants to read book of Enoch. I said, no problem. He started reading. In the night, he said, all the cloud, he was just talking, all the cloud and the moon are moving. I just woke up, I was looking like that. Like he was doing spoken words in a dream. And I touched him. I said, are you okay? He said, yes. I said, do you know what you are saying? Read your Bible. Are you listening to me? Read it. There is one again that said the sin against the Holy Spirit is to... the Bible speaks about the unpardonable sin against the Holy Spirit. So he did a particular sin. Then he said that was a sin against the Holy Spirit. So when he did it, he now felt like now God will kill him. He nearly committed suicide. I think Kenneth Hagin wrote it in one of his books. Because he felt he sinned against the Holy Spirit to think like that. But now I don't think like that again. They don't come back to correct it. So Christianity now looks like we have a lot of shabby ideas that somebody has said before. And right now he's saying things like he never said them before. Meanwhile, some people are running with what they've said before. Are you listening to me? Are you understanding me? So wisdom is very important. The anointing within, the anointing upon. Glory to God forevermore. Ignorance will put you in places where you're not supposed to be. It will subject you. Wrong wisdom. It's even better you don't have any wisdom than to have a wrong wisdom. The Bible says, if the light in you be darkness, it said your darkness is what? Greater. Are you listening to me? It's even a greater darkness. That's why we warn these people that say whatever you do in the flesh does not matter. It's a greater darkness. It's not captured in the Bible. Why do you think human beings cannot live above sin? It's your mentality, it's your mind. The Bible said we can live. 1 John 3:9. 1 John 3:6. A lot of scriptural parts says this to us. Romans 6:14. We can go on and on. 1 John 5:3. We can go on and on and on and on and on. And show you where God said, it is very easy for you to live my word. As a part of scripture, he says, my yoke is what? And my burden is what? Light. Are you here tonight? So one way to hinder your walking in the anointing upon, is wrong knowledge. Say this with me, wrong knowledge. Want to go? Wrong knowledge. It will hinder you. Let me end with this. The hand of God will not enforce a change where the will of God will not lead it to. So So what determines the hand of God for a manifestation is the will of God. The Bible says, when you pray according to my will, Chris's daughter, he lost her sexually. Does it look like he's in misery? So this is how you relate. You know, some of you just sit down and be thinking. Mm-mm. You think money is everything. There was a time you thought that if you get admission, your life will be sweeter. Now you are in school. You are wishing you should graduate. You prayed, oh, 10 million. You will still need more. Say, Kai, why is the federal government behaving like this? Things are difficult. You now say, sorry, sir, what is your salary? Say, 3 million oh, in this economy. He said, these privileges we are giving you. And it's more thing, we have changed your school. They changed the school. They changed school for him. It's something to meditate upon. In our days, do you have mind to suggest that your school should be changed? He was in command. He said they knock him. They carry him back to Lagos, command day. When they finished, he came back to command body. Benway here. He now said he doesn't like the school, that he doesn't have freedom. The mother said they should allow him. There is no preaching we did not preach. She said she doesn't want to lose her son. I will understand. He was doing like he would die. He even told us he went to Vandikia one time. He does not know what he was doing there. He was just traveling with one boy because he doesn't want to be in school. When they told me, I said he should go to Togo. He should not only pass. He should pass Vandikia and go to Togo. We are not scared. Go to Togo. You don't like your life. You know, it's the way mothers behave. We fathers, there's a way we think. Say, I want to commit suicide. Yeah, commit now. Your mates are in heaven. That's when you make it. So my dad was advising, he said, these privileges you have, anything you want, they give you. This Simon, you didn't have all these things you have. I see how he's thinking. See how he's, you. I was just looking at him and smiling. Quarter privilege. Not even small. Quarter. That time they tell us to come and buy some, would you come and to get something in school? We are thinking of how to tell our father. We are looking at the mood. Is daddy in the state of joy? Because there's something I can say now that will cause his hand on my face. The hand of God will just come upon me. Daddy, they say we should buy test what? My friend, will you stand up and get out from here? Are you mad? In fact, there are some requests we don't even bring it home. We know that this one dies with the teacher and us. We can't take it home. They say, class party is 10,000. For where? Which house? Which useless party? Some of us have even stand up. Sir, we are not. Can somebody not attend? Because we know what will happen. So somebody, I'm not told. I said somebody like me now. I'm hearing that they are giving somebody. So he has 1 million. Yes, they are giving stipend. You know what I would have done with that kind of money? I said if I had that kind of money, maybe I would have married before you even come. I would have married since. The land that I would have gotten in this part of this of the world would have been many. You know, one time somebody was telling me how much he earns, 190, and that the money is not enough, just food alone is to finish it. I was just looking at the guy like this. So only food. I'm man of God. That's why I need a fee come church, 190 for this kind of tiny boy economy. The thing they do anything, you know, they do only credit for food. Why I go pay 90,000? I say 190. As a student, I remember those days. I would just collect money during the month, buy cabbage, full my fridge, buy egg, keep one crate, buy fish, make plenty soup with two-dimensional soup called Alejo. We'll make it like this because that soup is called two, is like two S-word. It works for swallow, it works for rice. That's why I love the soup. I will be looking fresh. You see some people with more amount telling me they don't have what to eat at home. I remember one pastor friend came to visit me and I gave him rice, cut cabbage for him. He is a kind of pastor, you are living large. I just look at him. He's collecting so amounts. He's not a student, though. He's working. Say, Pastor Kai, God has blessed you. It's been long I ate this kind of good food. This is his one. Do you know how much it took for me to do this thing? Let me end with this. We're finished teaching now. Some of you, if you learn to manage your money, you'll be far. Some men here, you can't remember when last you cook food in your house. I used to be like you. Then I'll say, I don't have time. You know why money is shaky? He said, I don't have time at all. In fact, I don't know how to boil water. Don't worry. There's always one night for you. That night will come. One night that all the money would have finished. In fact, there's money, but everybody have clothes. Then there's one yam there that is scattered. The head of the yam is going north, west, east. You just carry. Bro, is there life? You start slicing. And the yam itself would have been germinating on the ground. You start cutting. Before you know, you put it in the pot. Before you know red oil, you remember there's one red oil under the table. Now, if God wants to punish you, that the grass will now finish. I know some of you have been there. You start doing like this. If you are not careful, you gather firewood. I know what I'm telling you. All of you can cook. Oh, you don't know you can cook. A season has not come upon you. You all here can cook. You are just pretending because you have money. And it's money. Madam, 2 rounds of apple, 2 yango. You know those days in BSU, when semester just start, you see them shouting that woman that says Gary, Madam, Gary, 2 cup, Kuli Kuli, 10, Sugar, 3. They will bring it. Middle of the semester, Madam, Gary, 1 cup, Kuli Kuli, 2, Sugar, 1. End of semester, Madam, Gary, 1/2 cup. Kuli Kuli, no. Sugar, no. He said, my guy, why they chop Gary without sugar? I said, you don't know. Now the sweet part be that too. Now they work for body. Now lie, oh. He don't broke. Learn to manage. Some people sit there subscribing 5,000 every month. 5,000. You are looking at, hey, Pastor, he high? Me like this, if I want to subscribe, I used to ask fellow church media guys, which subscription is cheap that they are doing this season? I used to ask. You can't, you are not even sowing the things that matter. Your partnership is 1,000 or 2,000. Your subscription is 5,000. Then you say, I don't have. When I have, I will give. You have. You are wasting your time online, seeking for things that are irrelevant. If it's only Jesus you are pursuing, 5,000 data will be too much. But you want to watch all the reels. Early morning you're on TikTok. Oh boy, this people they dance. Oh, come see this video. Come see this video. Data has finished. Your spirit is panting for data. Sir Donald, can you please send me 500 MB? Donald will send in 3 minutes. MB has finished. You call your grandfather somewhere that you don't. In fact, people, your relative, you have forgotten. Please, can you? I've not eaten anything since. What is the connection between no food and data? You will lie for data's sake. But that same fire, you cannot use it to pay partnership, to give to the things of God. The Bible said, what you sow, you what? You reap. It's TikTok that will pay some of you if you are not careful. I heard somebody say amen. Okay, no problem. Wake up. We all have money. Is it 5,000 I'm saying? Some people subscribe like 3 times. Because when they do the 5,000 in a week, it will finish instead of 1 month. They'll do it like 3 times. Some again is food. I told Jerry, because I heard that he's the great grandfather, Major General of Mama Put Limited. Where is Jerry? I heard his course that he goes there and deals with all kinds of fufu. Wow. And yangyo. And I called him. I said, no problem. Until you are seeing money in photography now, you are eating anyhow. We were not like this. We didn't have this kind of privilege. I ate outside, though, but before I started eating outside, majorly, all of you are witness. You know my kind of rice. What was the name? Red rice, palm oil rice. I was the chief master of palm oil rice. Just give me pepper. Give me oil. You can go. Give me oil in my lamp. That's the only thing I need. I will make it for you like this. You'll be glad you tasted it. And I was saving money. Are you listening to me? You all can save money. And let me say this last thing. Make up your mind not to be a beggar. Tell your neighbor that, won't you go? You see, begging is irritating. It's not, it can never be attached to sonship. It has no connection with sonship. All kinds of begging and borrowing is of the devil. If you are somebody that borrow from MTN, something is wrong with your mentality. It's not of God. Now I'm talking to you. I mean what I'm telling If you want to help yourself, stop borrowing. Even MTN, don't borrow them. If you plan well, you will not even borrow from MTN.
Yes, sir.
One time I woke up, MTN told me I can borrow up to 10,000, I'll be 7,000. I looked at it and laughed. They say I can borrow up to some amount. They are advertising me borrow. You think somebody will carry meat and be giving you on your mouth? They chop meat. They know what they are doing. There are some of you that have changed SIM, not because you wanted to change SIM. You changed SIM because you borrowed to steeple. They now say you have reached your threshold. Now it's time to pay back before you can borrow. You check, you have borrowed 10,000. How do you start paying back? Then you change SIM card. Say, I don't change SIM. And then they use that MTN again. What happened? Nothing. I don't like the SIM again. Stop borrowing, it's bad. Some of you have borrowed everybody that if you meet new person, they'll come and meet the person. Shebi, you know I borrow for you. You know I borrow from you. No borrow, you go soon borrow from you. Borrowing is a bad thing. You can see a fine girl borrowing. Fine boy borrowing. What spoil the fine boy? Borrowing. Fine girl, what spoil the fine boy? Borrowing. You are 26 as a man. You want to marry in 3 years. You are borrowing. Borrowing everywhere. Borrowing the lady that you say you from the lady that you say you love. How will it work? So I love you. We have started a relationship. If you borrow me one 10K sharp, I will give you. This is like 3 times you have borrowed 10K. The lady knows this marriage has no future. And you didn't only borrow from her. You are borrowing from the neighboring environment. Her friends. Your church members. Borrowing is bad. Even this kind of borrowing that you say, stay for gate and they come, buy, go soon, stop. Is bad. I'm not getting an amen here.
Amen.
Wait for me for gate with 200. I don't get change. Where is the 1,000 that you have that you don't have change? It's bad. So I refuse to borrow. If you make up your mind, I don't know how I'm facing this place. If you make up your mind to not borrow, are you all listening to me?
Yes, sir.
The anointing is so strong on this mentality in this place. If you make up your mind not to say, come stay for church with 200, it will not happen again.
Yes, sir.
Any of you from past, present, past participle, have I ever borrowed from any of you in this church? You have been here. Pastor, if I borrow me money, I will give you back. Have I ever tried that kind of thing? I'd rather die than borrow from anybody I'm raising. I can't borrow. The only person that have given me money that I don't know why I'm not giving her back sometimes is my wife. I don't even know why I'm not giving her. That sometimes I'm just led not to give her. But I'm giving her. See you. Look at the bad character things you are learning. Bad things. Honey, don't I buy you things every time after church? Shebi people are here in case you will not agree that I will finish service. I say, shawarma. They are seen in case you don't want to admit. All those things now, the thing you have, the 3,000 you are owing you, which one is higher? How much is shawarma? Eh? Then you are calling 3K. Give me change. Hallelujah to Jesus. And it's not one time, it's several times. I'll still pay the 3K, sha. Hallelujah to Jesus. Borrowing is bad. Especially at the gates. I bet the gates they wait for me. That's the worst. I can never be broke. The gates they wait for me the next service. Bros, stay with me at the gate. Stay with me, I beg. Stay with me. Sir, I refuse to borrow in the name of Jesus. He said, I've never seen the righteous beg for bread, not forsaking. God, come to Nigeria. Oh, come and see something. Come and see, oh righteous, they beg for TB. Say, I'm the righteous in the name of Jesus. I'm from henceforth, I refuse to beg. See, one here I can use and cite example, Kosi. He was staying with me one time. He borrowed knife. Can you remember? Knife. I said, Kosi, you brought knife from your house, family house. I said, no, sir, I just went to the neighbor and collected knife. I said, you went where? You collected knife. Come outside. Knee down. You collected what? And it's not like there's no knife. Oh, you know this kind of children that I say, Ocha, did you see the broom? Anybody? Mommy, I've not seen. They've not checked it, oh, but mommy, I did not see it. Oh. That's the kind of boy he was. I don't know whether he's still like that now. Before he checked for it, he did not see it. And I checked and I saw the knife. I said, is this not our knife? But because you have already opened the gateway to borrowing, you will not even try to work hard and get your own thing. That's what happens when you have this mentality of, I warned him, he went and apologized and returned back the knife. Because we don't borrow. It's not in my lineage. It's not in my blood. That's how it is. Work hard. Get your money. Work hard. I'd rather borrow. Pastor Peter, how far? If you get 2K. Man of God. You know, the grace upon your life and it's just top notch. Top notch. Your type in this MI we have not seen before. Man of God, you are called. Oh, you are called. The anointing is so strong. But man of God, how far now? With the way God has been graciously good to you, let me get 2K. I want to run something sharp. I will send it back to you. As they've hyped you like that, they are not expecting you to what? Now, I give you open check. Anybody that borrow from you in this church, stand up, everybody, and listen to this instruction. Anybody that borrow, what I say, I can't wait for ghetto. What I say, any, are you people hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Don't give.
Yes, sir.
A new sin in this church, to borrow people money is a sin. I'm the one that have declared this sin. Moses declared some sins in scripture. I'm declaring a sin now in this church. What is a sin? If you borrow somebody money, it's a sin. If you want to borrow, it will happen in my office. I'll be the witness. If you want to borrow, come to my office. Let's talk about it. But if you cannot apply in my office, and I'll call the person, I promise you, just come and tell me who you want to borrow from. Let me call the person for you. Then you ask for the money in my presence. But if you cannot do it, don't borrow. Are we good? And if you have borrowed, you have 2 weeks to return the person's money back. If they have not, see, listen, I'm not joking, no. This we must have a prosperity mindset. I don't know whether anybody has borrowed. I'm just saying it. If anybody has borrowed from you, come and meet me after this service. Don't be. It's an instruction. Meet me after service and tell me the person's name. Then you call the person for me. In 2 weeks, pay everybody their money so that you have a prosperity mindset. When we say our sisters are lacking our brothers in this church, they are lacking outsiders. You will not know why. You know how much they don't borrow from that sister? Prayer warrior don't almost see our account. Oh, prayer warrior. In church, blah, 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 blah. Kira, can I get 5K, please? Rige, blah, 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 blah. Speak to the driver. Blah, 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 blah. Betty, Alpha, my ATM know they work well. I don't know. If you give me 2K, I go run a sharp with my girls. The next meeting, Alpha, you are looking at you. There's a way they will look at you and say, pay me back my money. You are praying. You are forming prayer. You are listening to man of God. You don't want to pay your money that you are owing. It's a bad spirit. Fine girl, no borrow. Fine boy, no borrow. Manage the small you have. Grow it to become plenty. Are you listening to me? And pray and say, Lord, your hand upon me will not cause me to borrow. Go ahead and pray. It's not a joke. Oh. Pray it. We give you the highest praise. Mambaka Suchadayam. We give you the highest praise. Mambaka Suchadayam. taken all the glory. You have taken all our praise. You have taken all dominion. You have taken all of our praise. You have made them all yours. We cry the highest praise to the King. You have made them all yours. We cry the highest praise to the King. You have taken all of our pains, and you have taken all of our shame. You have taken all of our sickness. You have taken all of the shame. You have made them all yours. We cry the highest praise to the King. You have made them all yours. We cry the highest praise. Oh, we give you the highest praise to the King. We give you the loudest praise to the King. So we lift our holy hands, we cry highest praise to the King. So we lift our holy hands, we cry the highest praise to the King. We keep you, we keep you, we keep you there. We keep you, we keep you, Jesus. So healer, the highest, we keep you. We keep you, yeah, we keep you, yeah. In the back, such a worship you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' gracious name, we worship.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.